It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The Obama administration's surprise decision to delay a key requirement of the Affordable Care Act is raising questions among employers and people who do not have health insurance. WNYC's Janet Babin joins us to answer some questions. Hi, Janet.
Hey, Amy.
So we've been hearing about this. This has been the headline or much of the day's headline. Tell us again what the Obama administration has decided to do.
Yeah, so just to refresh, the requirement that medium to large companies offer health care to employees who work more than 30 hours a week or pay a fine to the government. So that fine has been delayed. So these medium and large firms, and in New York and New Jersey, that's 50 or more workers, they were supposed to start reporting whether their employees were getting health care from the company, and if so, what the employees were paying for it. And that information was going to be collected so that the IRS could figure out whether employees were spending more than 9.5% of their income on health care from their employer. Now, if they were spending that 9.5%, then the government said those people would be eligible for a tax credit, and the employer, if they met certain other requirements, would be fined. But now the companies don't have to report that info, and they won't be fined for not providing coverage until 2015. Now, that change in what's being reported causes a big snafu in another part of the Affordable Care Act. Sarah Collins is with the Commonwealth Fund. That's a nonpartisan group that supports research on health policy, and she explains this snafu beautifully.
If lower-wage workers are paying more than 9.5% of their income on their premiums to their employers for their employer-based policies, how is the administration going to determine whether or not they're eligible for a tax credit? So that information was supposed to come from employers. Next year, there's a delay in that reporting requirement. How is the administration going to ensure that low-wage workers are going to have affordable health insurance coverage?
So by delaying this one aspect, this reporting requirement for businesses, it affects the ability of people to get low-cost health insurance. How is the government going to go ahead with that piece?
Well, the government is not giving any guidance just yet on how they're going to figure out who's eligible for the subsidy, who's eligible for low-cost insurance. So we don't know. So if individuals are still required to get health care or be subject to that fine, like the individual mandate, as that's called, how's the government going to confirm that you even have coverage through your employer if they're not requiring the companies to report any of this stuff? So we don't have an answer yet.
It's a chicken and egg kind of question.
Yes.
I keep hearing, though, that these exchanges or marketplaces are supposed to be up and running on October 1st. Has that changed?
That has not changed. The exchanges where the people can buy insurance, they're on track to be ready to offer open enrollment by October 1st. 16 states and the District of Columbia are engaged in getting their exchanges up and running, and then the federal government setting up exchanges in some of the other states like New Jersey.
Is New Jersey and New York going to meet the deadline to have their healthcare marketplaces established?
Well, I mean, we will see. But from people I spoke to, advocates, it appears that both states will meet this deadline. Governor Cuomo has shown a commitment to the Affordable Care Act, and advocates say there's already an infrastructure here in New York to facilitate the implementation of ACA better than in some other places in the country. Richard Kirsch is a senior fellow at the Roosevelt Institute, and he says, just barely, but New York and New Jersey will be ready.
Both states have a substantial history of making coverage much more available than most states in the country, and so that the Affordable Care Act is not really new. It's an extension of what both states have done extensively for two decades.
So New York already has its website up and running. You can go to www.healthbenefitsexchange.my.gov and you can find out more. New Jersey has not, it's not creating its own exchange. Governor Christie decided the federal government is going to implement that website there, the exchange in New Jersey.
And this is because Governor Christie is a Republican and doesn't want to participate in this. I'm taking this as a political decision by him.
I mean, he's not playing it that way, but I think that that would be the case, yes. I mean, there was a lot. I mean, people thought that Governor Christie was going to perhaps create an exchange. In the end, he decided not to. Whether that was because of pressure from Republicans hasn't really come out.
If someone wants more information, now about getting insurance under so-called Obamacare. What do you recommend they do, Janet?
Well, there is a federal site, healthcare.gov, and if you go there, a lot of it's still under construction, Amy, but there is some good info there about how to get involved in the exchanges.
WNYC's Janet Babin, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.